kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang isang fitness coach na may-ari ng BC Fitness, si Andre Cabrera na mula sa Melbourne. Kamusta, Andre?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Kailan nagsimula ang pagiging fitness coach mo?
I took up sports science in UP and I graduated when 12, and I first started being a coach around 2013. So that's how it started. I was a part of one of the gyms in Manila, and then I practiced my course na lang as a sports science. Funny story was, I wasn't supposed to be in sports science or in UP. And my first course and my first plan was to become a lawyer. I was taking up political science in La Salle, and then my dad asked me to transfer. Sabi niya, lipad daw ako ng UP. Kasi Atenista siya eh. So, sabi niya, pumili ka, Ateneo or UP. So, nag-apply na lang ako ng UP in the next year. And then, after graduating kasi, the plan was to go straight to law. But ako nasayangan ako sa 4 years of studying. Sabi ko, so I made a deal lang with my dad na, okay, I'll just practice being a coach for 2 years. And if it doesn't go well, I'll take up law na. But it did go well din naman. So, that's why I'm still here.
Initially, itong pagiging fitness coach mo, did it start out as a side hustle or talagang full-time?
I was a full-time coach in one of the gyms. And then, while being a coach, kasi I did the math in okay, so ito yung number of sessions ko. If I do, kasi may cut pa yung gym nun sa clients ko. And then if I teach on my own, edi buo na. Hustle was my own business. So I was employed from 1 to 10 as a coach. And then, I started taking on clients from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And I built my own clientele, and then eventually, hindi na siya naging side hustle. Nag-full-time na ako sa entrepreneur na talaga.
Why was it important to you to have your own business?
Ang pinaka-source niyan, yung may sense of urgency ko, is na-insecure ako sa mga kabatch ko na graduate na sila, ako nag-aaral pa rin. Na medyo na-pressure talaga ako noon na, okay, I have to find a way. How do I speed up my career? Kaka-graduate ko lang noon eh, sa UP ng sports science. So, how do I make the most out of my 20s, no? So, yun yung pinakahugot no, na I wanted to speed up my career. Tapos, the ambition to do more, mindset ko kasi is, I'll make the most out of my 20s. May energy naman ako eh. Hindi naman ako pagod eh. I mean, okay lang mapagod. Bata pa naman ako eh. So, I really made the most out of my time. So, the ambition to do more also came din naman from the wins that I had or experienced na dumami na yung kliyente ko in the morning. And then, after that, I set a limit. If I had this number of clients already, then I will resign na. And then I will do this full time. But I will also say din naman na hindi ko rin to magagawa without the support of my parents and also guidance ni God. So, living with my parents pa. So I didn't have any rent. I didn't have any payables. I thought then, if there was a time to risk, it was at this time. Kasi wala pa akong family. Minimal lang yung bills ko. So I felt na yun yung perfect time for me to jump into business.
You migrated, diba? Din yun.
So we moved here nung December 2020. The saying goes, you don't start from scratch, you start from with experience na. I had that mindset lang. If I were to compare na yung sarili ko with other people here, I knew I had some edge because I was in the business for over a decade na. I had to use experience ko and apply it here. The struggle at first, no, is to find clients, to build myself muna as a personal trainer, because magkaiba yung market trend, magkaiba yung market behavior dito kumpara sa Pilipinas. Sobrang iba. 2 years in, I'm still trying to figure out what's the best way to promote, kasi hindi parehas ang movement nila eh. Manila, ang mga clients, more likely sila makukuha ng personal trainer. When I promoted lang like trainings namin with the celebrities, marami kaming nakukuha ang inquiries. Through Camille Prats, I was able to also train sila Isabel Oli and John Prats, Tim Montes, Riza Zenon, Yeng Constantino. Mas mataas ang influence ng mga Filipinos in Manila if merong celebrity or influencer ang nagpo-promote. I was handling them like all of them by myself, like, and then posting it parate through social media, and then doon siya nag-boom.
So now, when you went to Australia, ano yung mga struggles that you experienced in setting up business?
Ay, iba. Mahirap. It's not the same. It's not the same. Una, people here are not gravitated by social media posting. Also, difference in rates is expensive. Yung personal training, mas gusto dito yung group training. So, kumpara sa Philippines, mas group training ang habol. My brother and I, who's also a fitness coach here, we set up a new service called BC Fitness. So, we're doing group training on weekends, and the concept there is, you bring your child with you, so we'll take care of your kids while you work out. My wife is a early childhood teacher, and yung sister-in-law ko is a nurse, so they're taking care of the kids while the parents are working out. Yun yung main goal namin. That's why we set up the group training, because I observed na I cannot promote the way I'm promoting in the Philippines and be as effective here. I had to learn how to promote things here. It has different, and it's difficult because dito in person ang gusto nila eh. And by word of mouth ang mas may gravity dito eh. So, mas mahalaga yung referral. Dito, very seldom na may makakuha ka na through online inquiry. And then I do that. Wala naman akong gym that they can go to. That's still one of the challenges that I'm still facing now. We'll see. Right now, I'm still trying to figure it out.
How long did it take for you to realize na, okay, you really have to adjust your strategy in order to attract yung tamang kliyente para sa'yo?
Siguro mga 3 to 6 months of trying to promote personal training. We always try to analyze by the business na, what's up? Bakit hindi nagre-respond ang mga tao dito kumpara sa Philippines? So, you really have to understand your market. Basically, you have to choose your market and you have to understand their behavior. So ano ba yung edge namin? So we thought of, my wife is a teacher, pwedeng i-handle ang kids. We selected our target market. So yung target market namin, parents na walang time. So we'll give them time by taking care of the kids.
Capital ka ba in setting up this business in Australia? Of course, you had to do your ABN, di ba? You have your ABN?
Mm-mm. Yes, yes. Yung ginawa kasi namin was with my brother-in-law. He rented out a gym. Ni-rent lang namin na, okay, where can we set up the classes? The capital is based on how much yung rent ng gym na yun. And then everything else, ang kailangan mo lang is yung laway mo, yung pagsasalita, yung effort mo, how you sell, how you do the group class, how to do well, yung effort mo and energy mo. Aside from the rent lang that we have.
Sige. So ano naman ang risks when you actually get into this kind of business?
The risk is, kukuha ka ng gym, tapos walang pumunta. This is still a business, so kailangan talaga maghanap ng paying customer. Since bago pa lang to, it won't be an easy path. I'm not expecting din naman na magiging successful to kaagad. I mean, medyo delusional yun to think na overnight success tong mga to. No? Push pa rin naman and learn along the way.
Anong masasabi mo kapag ka-difficult ang mga clients mo? How do you deal with that? To instill yung discipline siguro sa kanila?
Ang ginagawa ko is, I have to make sure that they enjoy muna working out. And part of that is communicating well enough na. How to do the session, you make it lively. My job as a coach is to make sure na you like what you're doing also. You set the conversation, hindi boring, you know, part of my job also. And then number two is to set realistic expectations and also make sure na you understand na it's not just about weight loss. Hindi ka nga pumapayat pero lumulog naman yung damit mo. It's opening lang yung perspective sa clients. Kasi sometimes kasi when they think of progress, weight loss ka agad eh. But it's not the case naman. Constantly reminding them and encouraging them, oh, lumalakas ka na. That's an improvement na. Or, uy, naka tatlong sets tayo ngayon na. Or, uy, mas mabigat na yung binuhat mo ngayon. That's part of what I've learned as a coach through experience na. You be a coach, you involve yourself in how you teach. You connect to the client basically and understand para you can keep them basically.
Final message sa mga gustong kumita ng extra.
There's always a way naman to do it. You just have to understand lang na nakapagod din siya. It comes with a cost also. Everything comes with a cost. It will demand more time and it's not gonna be smooth sailing. I think coming into Australia, I had the mindset na okay, hindi to a walk in the park. Talimas na nakatulong siya na in terms of expectation, but having realistic expectation na hindi to madali and it will take time. Kung gusto mo mag side hustle, there's always an opportunity. You just have to first understand any market, what's your business. It's not as easy na, okay, walang Pinoy restaurant in my area. Yun na lang ang gagawin ko. It's not as easy as that one. So, hindi naman ganun na kapag wala, you would think na lahat ng Pinoy magpo-flock sa business mo. Hindi. So you have to understand how it works lang. You do your due diligence if you want to start. Now, if you want to start your own business talaga, mas mahirap yan. You really have to be prepared na yun, hindi ka lang 9 to 5. Pagising mo ng umaga hanggang sa pangtulog mo, nag-iisip ka, okay, how does this business work? How do you grow this business? So, prepared for all seasons. I mean, the dry season, on days na maganda ang months, marami kang kliyente. Cover all bases because it's not going to be a smooth sailing ride. And there's going to be a learning curve. How long is that learning curve? Depends on you.
Maraming salamat kay Andre Cabrera sa uulitin. Thank you, Andre.
Thank you for your time.
Tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera, matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.